Tomorrow's World Commentary, January 22, 2025. Do You Talk to Yourself? By Roger Meyer. Article begins. All day, every day, our inner voice, quote-unquote, chatters away at us in an internal monologue we have with ourselves. This so-called discussion can be positive or negative, and it greatly impacts our lives in many ways we might not often think about. Psychologists call it self-talk. It's something we all do, and research has shown that it can have some interesting effects, for good or ill. A salesman may self-talk to pump himself up, quote-unquote, for an upcoming presentation. We may tell ourselves, you can do this, or we may tell ourselves, you have no options, no chance of success, you will fail. Assuming defeat limits outcomes. Athletes use self-talk to enhance their performance with mental exercise, to program, so to speak, their minds and bodies to properly execute actions like serving in tennis, jumping hurdles, or performing a competitive dive. I have watched with keen interest as an Olympic high jumper bobbed his head in self-talk while imagining himself successfully going through each motion necessary to properly execute the jump and leap over the bar. I have also watched as a professional golfer engaged in negative self-talk, sabotaging his performance. He psyched himself out, meaning he allowed negative self-talk to defeat him. The technique of positive self-talk is well known to enhance an athlete's performance on the track, field, ski slope, or diving tower. They use the technique to, quote-unquote, see themselves performing the physical actions correctly and successfully before their attempt. They tell themselves to keep the head down, the arms straight, or to tuck and twist with the knees locked, and much more. There is a biblical principle involved in this technique, which we would do well to follow. It is not a matter of accomplishing great things through our own power or effort or by some mental trick, but of having a proper mindset. We are what we think. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, we are told, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." We act on our thoughts to a great extent. Therefore, a great athlete controls not only his physical diet, what he eats, but also his mental diet. He exercises his thoughts as well as his body. He trains his thinking as well as his muscles. Likewise, one who follows Jesus Christ must control what he thinks. The Apostle Paul compared the Christian life to that of an athlete. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. What we feed our minds and what we allow ourselves to think are absolutely vital. Our mental diet enters our mind through what we see, read, and hear, and what we allow our own imagination to feed us through self-talk. The television show, the radio program, the music lyrics we hear, and what we read are our mental food, so to speak. Paul also compared a Christian's life to that of a soldier in warfare. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. It requires mental effort and discipline to control our mind and exercise the right kind of thinking. To have a good mental diet, we should follow this biblical advice. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Philippians 4, verse 8. Talk to yourself positively, but know that you can also talk to God, and His words are the most positive of all. End of article. Read by William Williams. Literature offer. For more on this subject, read the Tomorrow's World articles Turning Points, Bounce Back, and A Purposeful Existence. Also be sure to order the free study guide, 12 Keys to Answered Prayer, today.